I'm going to my Auntie Annie's. I like her, she's big and fat. She always has a penny on and her hair done in a plait. You can always smell her cooking. Is it apple or jam tart? And maybe rhubarb crumble. It nearly breaks me heart. At last you'll open the oven door. It smells as it's from heaven. Lovely scones and currant cake. Hey, I'm glad I'm only seven. She'll sit me down at side at grate and say, "Hast washed thy paws?" Well, here they are. Now ate it up. That's what I've cooked it for. Hey, I love me Auntie Annie. I know she's big and fat, and I know she's got a fancy mum with a big black trilby hat. But he's like me, he likes his grub, and me Auntie Annie too, so don't worry, Auntie Annie, I'll not tell on you. What's the matter, Auntie Annie? Why's your eye all bruised and black, and why's all your Sunday clothes tied up in that big sack? Tell me, Auntie Annie, when your Sam come home from pit, did he see you with your fancy man and nearly have a fit? But Auntie Annie only sighed as she rolled a pastry flat. It's him, I love, who hates me cake, and where's black trilby at? Well, I never said, I cried aloud, but Auntie only laughed. Don't fret, they sell, it's over now, but the uncle must be daft. He never liked me currant cakes, me tarts and apple crumble. Bim with trilby hat, well, I've never heard him grumble. So now I'm moving out of town, and they'll nurse him in a moor. I'm off with him with trilby hat, that's hanging on yon door. But Auntie Annie, I love thee too, although that's big and fat, through eating all them cakes with him with trilby hat. Well, I nurse Auntie Annie till I were 9 or 10. I were walking down yon street and I didn't hear flute well, so I said, "Hey, Auntie Annie, dost remember me?" "Eh, lad," said Auntie Annie, "I've got a lad like thee. It's only 2. Here, take a look." And in yon pram we sat, a babbit eating currant cake with a small black trilby hat.